stepping out on faith. Children, to me, are just amazing and fascinating. Recently, I had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with a friend of mine and her two grandchildren. They're twins, a boy and a girl. They have developed some of their motor skills, and they can stand with no problem. The little girl just takes off walking, and the little guy just kind of hangs around. He hasn't quite let go yet. He can just stand there. He will stand, and he'll hold on to your hand. He'll walk around the ottoman and other furniture in the house, but he will not yet let go. What keeps him holding when obviously he is strong enough to stand independently and walk away? But then I remember that for him, every new experience, like standing without support, is a leap of faith. You see, he does not have the experience to know what is going to happen when he lets go. When he finally just says, I think I can do it, and he's going to walk away. But with every new attempt, he is boldly stepping out on faith. You see, stepping out alone on faith without guarantee of an outcome has long been a challenge for all of humankind. It's something that we all have struggled with. We all continue to struggle with. Throughout the scriptures, though, God challenges creation toward a higher level of faith. The story that we find today of the crossing of the Jordan River that we find in Joshua's words from the third chapter is no exception. The Israelites are at the end of a very long journey. The leadership of their group has changed from the now deceased Moses to young Joshua. And they are at the threshold of conquering the land that is the fulfillment of that covenant that they have with God. They are going to cross over to that land that is flowing with milk and honey. They are on their way. But however, first, they must cross the Jordan River, which is swollen out of its banks and flooding the area around it. And the Lord gives the command to Joshua that a great miracle is about to take place. And he's allowing him to be a part of that and to use that. He says there's this great miracle, and that through this miracle, guess what's going to happen? God will affirm Joshua's closeness and leadership to all of Israel. It will make a place for Joshua in the hearts and the minds of the people who have been following Moses and are having a hard time letting go of Moses, even though Moses is dead and gone. They're still hanging on to that time. They've been wandering around for a very long time. Generations upon generations have died on their journey from their first crossing when they crossed the Dead Sea years, many years ago with Moses. And the generations have come and gone. People have died along the way. New people have come in those places. The cycle of life has continued. So on that journey, here stands this new group of people some 40 years later at the Jordan River, ready to cross. And Joshua is in charge. But God is trying to ordain Joshua. He's trying to help him out. He is getting him in the place so that the people will start looking at him as their leader, instead of going back to Moses all the time. So here is what's happening. So God is trying to establish that, and Joshua is to send ahead the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant to the very edge of the swelling of the Jordan River. And as soon as they step into the water, the river will split, and the Israelites can cross the river on dry ground. Now, through this miracle, God will once again demonstrate devotion to the Israelites. And the Israelites will acknowledge the special leadership that they have in this newfound leader of Joshua. See, they've known Joshua. He's been journeying with them. He's been there. But God called him out of the midst of them to be the one to lead. You see, it is impossible today for us to read this story of the crossing of the Jordan without remembering what we've just talked about a little bit in Exodus, the 14th chapter, in which the Red Sea was split by Moses. At Moses' command, as he stood in it, split open, allowing the Hebrews to cross while drowning the Egyptians. You see, it just happened that God allowed Moses to be in command, and here he's using Joshua in a different way. Even with their similarities, these two events have several things that make the crossing of the Jordan very different. First, Joshua is not out front commanding the Jordan to split. Instead, God directs Joshua to give instructions to the priest and then to let them take the first step. Secondly, the priest had to take initiative by stepping into the river because it is still very swollen. So there, their faith is being tested as well. You see, the dry land would only happen, would only appear after their first step into the water. In Exodus, the Israelites approached the Red Sea out of desperation because their enemy was pursuing them. They were right behind them. And they had to flee. And when Moses commanded the sea to open, and it did, and they went across, and then the Egyptians were killed after them. But here in today's word, this time, they approached the Jordan strictly on their faith. They were carrying with them the Ark of the Covenant, the Ten Commandments. They were carrying it on their shoulders. It was in a box, and there were several men, and they put the poles on their shoulders, and they all had to walk in form and in line, and they all had to be in step, and they stepped into the Jordan. And it had to be done right. It had to be done the way God had commanded Joshua to do it. He says, "You're going to do this, Joshua." They stepped out strictly on their faith. They believed that God had promised Joshua a miracle. They knew that God had delivered their ancestors across the Red Sea, yet when it came right down to it, they had no proof of what would happen when they stepped in with their most precious item into those flooding waters. Their first step, their initiative, was ultimately a leap of faith. You see, their feet had to touch. Just got to touch the dry ground. There's places in the Bible that just the touch of the hem of His garment, just the touch can heal. Just the touch of their feet in the water was a leap of faith. Their feet had to touch it and dry land would come. They had no proof. They had no guarantee. They had no personal experience. They were like a child standing alone for the very first time, standing, waiting to take that first step and to move on. You know, as we think about All Saints Day today, we think about those who have gone before us, whether it's the five that we have lost this past year, the great ladies of faith, whether it's them, or whether it's those that have gone before us, even years and years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, they've gone before us. They stepped out in faith sometime in their life. They made that leap of faith, that step. I listened to someone this past week talk about what it felt like the time that they went forward at a church and came to the altar and prayed, or came to the altar and prayed with their pastor to allow Jesus, that acceptance into their heart, because they knew it had happened. And what a joyous time that was, and what a time that could be. And I can remember myself from back as a kid standing in a church and holding on to the back of that pew because I was not going up there. I was not going to do it. And all of a sudden, something happened. And it had to have been faith, and it had to have been God. I let go of that bench, and I made a step, and before I knew it, I was down front. And I was praying with the pastor, and I was praying with all these people who came and prayed with me. I stepped out on faith. I don't know of these ladies who have gone before. I don't know all of their stories. I listened to some of them over the years. I know that my mom was saved at a revival service. And I know that she was baptized in the High House Creek in Sampson County, long before Baptist Chapel had a baptistry, a long, long time ago. But I've listened to their stories of faith and talking with them over the years and knowing them and knowing what happened. And I can remember Miss Genevieve talking about her mother playing the piano and organ in the Congregational Church that she was a part of. And she would always say, she said, you know, I was in church morning, noon, and night. We had to go all the time because my mother was the organist. And we were always there. And she said, there was times that I just hated it. But then there was times that I just loved it because it began, something happened by me being there. Something happened by me being there and listening. Something happened when my presence in that place. Somewhere along the way, she and all these others stepped out in faith. They stepped out in faith and they made their way somewhere. They made their way at a camp. Or they came and talked to their pastor or their youth leader. They came and they said, you know, something's changed. I need to talk to you. They made a change in their life and it's made all the difference. So when they stand at the Jordan River, and as the song says, on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. We're all bound for that promised land, folks. You see, there, today we need to have more trust than just in ourselves. Because when we start believing in ourselves, we have missed the boat. When we quit trusting in God and trusting ourselves, we've missed the boat. But when we can just step out on faith and say, I'm going to do this. God's got this. God's got me. We step out on our faith and we can walk like Peter walked on the water until he looked down because God was with him. Jesus was right there telling him. And all of a sudden he went down because he took his eye off the Lord. You know, when we take our eye off the Lord, we get in a mess of trouble. We all of a sudden start thinking we're a little bit better, a little bit prouder than we should be. And we missed the boat, and we're going to sink. And you know something? All we have to do is trust in God. Put our faith in Jesus Christ, His Son, and allow the blessings to flow. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for Your Son, our Savior, for loving us, for blessing us, for allowing us once again to come into this place to share with our brothers and sisters in Christ, to come to this place to hear Your Word spoken and sung and blessed, to receive a hug, to receive a hello, to receive a handshake, to say hello to someone that we haven't seen in some time, to know that someone cares about us, to remember that we have been loved and that we are continued to be loved by those around us. We ask, Lord, this day that You continue to hold us close and that You remind us each and every day of who You are in our lives, that You remind us of that and that You give us that faith every moment to make that step into the Jordan so that we can walk across on dry land. Be with us now, for it is in Your Son's name we pray. Amen.